Hey, my name is Chris Johnson, and somebody is pissed at me, which probably comes as no surprise if you know me or if you listen to my bullshit for a while, but this is nothing that I've really had a fucking hand in. I, throughout my fucking life, have had this uncanny ability to get away with shit that I've actually done, that I actually had a fucking hand in. Like, if I did something, if I played a fucking prank, if I was an asshole, if I was fucking with somebody, I would somehow get away with that. But if it's shit that I had nothing to do with, then I often get in trouble for that. So if I didn't do it, I'll most likely get bitched at for it. If I did do it, I'm probably going to get away with it. It doesn't really make a lot of fucking sense, but that just seems to be my life. The shit that I've been getting recently was for something that happened in the past. Something that happened probably, a year and a half ago now, at least, involves the old mom. Now, old mom's old, and she has kids. She's a mom. One of my favorite things about old mom is she's pissy all the time. And I told her, I was like, yo, I'm gonna put you in a fucking podcast, and I'm gonna call you old mom. And she did not fucking like it, which, you know, is all the ammunition I need to fucking actually call her that in a fucking podcast. She looked at me, she was like, what the fuck? She's like, you're just as old as I am, which is pretty accurate. Old mom's not that much older than me, maybe like a year or two. You know another thing about old mom? Old mom has a son that shares my name. That's right, her son's name is Chris Johnson, apparently, because I will get text messages from the old mom sometimes telling me not to get on the fucking bus. I roll my ass out of bed at fucking 2:30, look down, oh, there's a text message. Who's fucking texting my ass? Oh, it's the old mom. Don't get on the bus today, exclamation point. And then I'll say shit like, all right, you want me to take it to work? And then she'll reply like, God damn it, I'm sorry. And then I'll go into work and I'll tell fucking everybody that she did that, and then she doesn't like it. So I can understand her being pissed at me in general, but not for this. Now, back during training at work, the golden gun, the bad boy, would go to the fucking bar after work and they would ask me to go, and I would fucking go. If something's going down, I'll fucking show up. Now, I never planned any of these events, and I never knew if any of these events were happening. I was just ready to go. This is how it works with me. I don't plan shit. I've never fucking planned anything. I have no idea what the fuck is going on. The stuff that I do is a result of people asking me to do it and me fucking showing up. So that's what would happen when we would go to the bar. And apparently one time the old mom wanted to go to the bar with us, and the story goes that she asked me if we were going, and I said no. And then apparently we went out and we took straws with us. So she found out, like, hey, not only did they tell me that they weren't fucking going out, they took fucking straws. They took my buddy straws. And straws fucking told old mom, because that's what straws does. Straws can't keep secrets. Not that it was a secret. I don't know, you know. So B's gone. Fucking Golden Gun is gone. I'm the only person left, really, on the shift that was involved in that. So the old mom likes to fucking remind me all the time about how I fucked her over that night because she had a fucking free night when she didn't have to worry about the fucking kids. And then apparently I lied to her about going to the fucking bar. Listen, I didn't lie about shit. Don't fucking blame me for this nonsense. Do I really look and sound like somebody that has any kind of a fucking plan? I'm like the fucking Joker from Batman. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm like a dog chasing cars, as he said. I wouldn't know what to do with it if I fucking caught it. I just show up, you know? And I specifically remember that night too, because we weren't gonna go to the bar. And when she asked me if we were going to the bar, I didn't think we were going to the fucking bar. I found out we were going to the bar, like, when I was at my fucking car. Like, Golden Gun's like, hey, you know, he's flagging my fucking ass down in the parking lot. It's like, yeah, I guess we are going to the bar. Oh, we are going to the bar? Okay, done. That's exactly how it happened. Look, I feel bad about it. I feel bad that old mom thought we fucked her over and we just ignored her and didn't want her to bring her to the fucking bar. But, like, I didn't really have anything to do with it. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know what the fuck. It is shitty when you want to fucking hang out with some people, or you think something's going on and you think you're involved, and people don't really like you and don't want to invite you to shit. And as a result, you're kind of the odd man out. I fucking get that. And it'd be really shitty if somebody intentionally lied to you about fucking going out and then they didn't fucking bring you. But here's the thing. Once again, I don't fucking set this shit up. I kept telling her, I'm like, look, I don't set this shit up. I just show up. I just fucking arrive there. Don't fucking blame me. She's like, well, you're the only one that's around. Well, yeah, but I know I'm the only one that's around, but, like, I don't know. What, do you want to go to the bar now? I don't want to go to the bar anymore. I went to the bar. Look, I don't even really like bars, to be perfectly honest with you. I went to the bar because they wanted to go to the bar. And then, like, other stuff will happen, too. I was telling a story about, like, you know, the trampoline park or bowling or some bullshit. And she's like, yeah, you didn't invite me to that either. I'm like, what are you talking about? You didn't get the invite to that? And she's like, no, I didn't. I'm like, oh, well, I got invited. She's like, well, yeah, you keep digging your fucking hole. Like, I'm not trying to dig myself a hole here. I'm just saying, like, I don't know who's invited to places. When somebody says, like, hey, this is going on, I never say who the fuck is going to be there. I don't give a shit who's going to be there. The person asking me is going to be there, and that's all I give a fuck about. Or the person asking me might say, like, hey, we're going here with this person. Okay, done. If I'm going to go through the trouble of creating some kind of a lie as an excuse for not hanging out with somebody, I'm not going to leave myself so many different ways to get caught. Like, I'm full of shit. I've been lying my whole fucking life. You know how fucking often I've lied to my parents? I fucking lie all the fucking time. I know how to fucking lie. You don't leave yourself any fucking loose ends. I'm not going to leave a fucking loose end. I'm just not going to fucking talk about it ever again. I'm not going to let you know that we went out on a fucking night that you weren't invited. I'm going to blow myself in. I'm a lot smarter a liar than that. So here's what I'm saying. If I really don't want to fucking hang out with you, I'm never going to fucking tell you anything that's going on. And I'm not going to tell you after the fact so you can get fucking pissed at me for it. I try to go through my life avoiding people getting pissed at me. Enough people are pissed at me under normal circumstances. I don't need you pissed at me. Well, I'll be back. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when you get your new podcast episodes. I am on Twitter at JohnsonHatesYou. You can catch the podcast anywhere. Podbean's the main hub. Every episode's there, the website or the app. I'm on Apple Podcast. I'm on Google Play. I'm on Spotify. Those are the big three, but elsewhere too. Also, I am on Instagram at maybe 5 minutes.